We've got us a new space race happening. Of course, it involves three billionaires. This past Tuesday, Jeff Bezos blasted into space in his rocket company's first flight with people on board, becoming the second billionaire. In just over a week to ride his own spacecraft, he was accompanied by his brother, 18-year-old from the Netherlands, and an 82-year-old aviation pioneer from Texas. So that's the youngest and the oldest to ever fly in space, this flight being 10 minutes long. Named after America's first astronaut, the New Shepard rocket by Blue Origin took off on the 52nd anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing, which that was an obvious date chosen by Bezos, and he was not going to move off of that. Even when he caught wind of what Richard Branson's goal and schedule was, Bezos stayed with that date for that reason. During the flight, Blue Origin's capsule reached an altitude of about 66 miles, more than 10 miles higher than Branson, by the way, haha. The 60-foot booster accelerated to Mach 3, that's three times the speed of sound, to get the capsule high enough before separating and landing upright. NASA's another space program that believes in recycling, and unlike Branson's piloted rocket plane, Bezos' capsule was completely automated, required no official staff on board for the up-and-down flight. Mentioned the pioneer from Texas, the 82-year-old. That was Wally Funk. That's a she, by the way, from Dallas. She was one of 13 female pilots who went through the same tests as NASA's all-male astronaut corps back in the early 60s, but Wally never made it into space. She said this past Tuesday, I've been waiting a long time to finally get up there. And I want to go again, fast. They brought some items, too, on the flight, too. A pair of Aviator Amelia Earhart's goggles and a piece of fabric from the original plane flown by the Wright brothers way back when. A little background, too, on Blue Origin. That was founded by Bezos in 2000. Hasn't revealed its price for a ride to space, but it's lined up spots for other auction bidders. Ticket sales, including the auction, are approaching $100 million, Bezos said. Two more flights are planned before the end of the year. Recycled rocket and the capsule used Tuesday flew on the last two space demos. That was according to company officials. As comparison, Virgin Galactic already has more than 600 reservations, $250 million a pop. Branson founded his efforts in 2004. The company has sent crew into space now four times. They plan two more test flights in New Mexico before launching customers next year. If you compare, Blue Origin's approach has been slower, certainly more deliberate. After 15 successful unoccupied test flights to space since 2015, Bezos finally declared it was time to put people on board. The FAA agreed last week, approving the commercial space license for everything to take place. You look through history too, fewer than 600 people have reached the edge of space or beyond. Till this past Tuesday, the youngest was a 25-year-old Soviet cosmonaut. The oldest was 77-year-old senator, but before that astronaut, John Glenn. Of course, let's not forget Elon Musk is the third part of this trio with SpaceX, who is skipping brief space hops and sending his private client straight into orbit. Of course, that costs more than $250 million. I think it's like $10-20 million a shot on that. No hard feelings from Branson, too. Sent a congratulatory tweet to Bezos, saying, impressive. Very best to all the crew from me and all the team at Virgin Galactic. So now Blue Origin's working on a massive rocket called the New Glenn. I think we know who that's named after. To put payloads and people into orbit from Cape Canaveral. In Florida, the company also wants to put astronauts back on the moon with its proposed lunar lander, Blue Moon. And I don't think they purposely named it after the beer. It's challenging NASA's sole contract award to SpaceX as well. Looking at all this too, people on the left have been slamming Bezos for spending $100 million on this project while paying next to nothing in income taxes. If Bezos did something illegal, then, well, press charges against him. But guess what? He didn't. He played by the tax rules set by the Democrats and the Republicans, many of whom are, like I said, attacking Bezos. Also think about the jobs that Bezos, Branson, Musk are creating with these projects, and will continue to create. When you think of Virgin Galactic too, that's an investment opportunity, since that's a publicly traded company. Now, I know this is superficial, but didn't Bezos or anyone else involved with this project review the plans for the rocket and realize how it looks like the male sex organ? Well, maybe Bezos are looking for word of mouth or social media promotion, which costs nothing. Memes of that rocket should be around for, a decade or so. A lot of people are also critical about how short both Bezos and Branson's flights have been. Musk too, but to a lesser degree. But just as a comparison, I said Bezos' flight this past Tuesday took around 10 minutes. First flight taken by Alan Shepard on Freedom 7 in 1961, that was only 15 minutes. And remember what followed that 15 minutes over the following years? So I think this is a big cause for excitement. Certainly anticipation. Despite the critics, many people are fascinated by space exploration and the potential, both known and unknown, that it holds. I also think, too, that events like what we're seeing now, that sparks an interest in science overall among youth, which will wind up leading to new people who will steer our future when it comes to science and all that it provides and offers. And just to be an astronaut, I mean, what kid doesn't want to grow up to be an astronaut? And it seemed like for a few years, when the space shuttle was retired, if we're going to get that chance, well, that certainly has changed now, hasn't it?